so good. And we bless you on today. God, we bless you and we just thank you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us. God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, God. And we just thank you, God, because you have done so much, Lord. You've done so much, God, that we can't even tell it all. We can't even explain it all. We can't even tell how it was done. We just know it was done. And it was finished. And all we can do is just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, all we can do is just bless you on today, God, because we know it was you. It was you that kept us. It was you that took care of us. It was you, God, that guided us. And God, it was you. It was you, Lord God, that done it all. And we just want to tell you, thank you, God, through the pain, disappointments, through the misconceived ideas and notions, and God, all these different things that was taking place within us and on upon us, all around us, God, through all the chaos, God. God, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. For even now, Father God, in our current state, you are right there with us, and we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you. God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Not just for myself, but for even those that don't even know to thank you. That don't even know how good you be. And God, you make it so prevalent. We can't even miss it. And God, we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Such great mercy. Such great love. Such great compassion. God, oh my goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for, Lord God, being through the times of despair and anger and frustration. And God, when we just want to scream, throw in the towel, run. God, give up. Turn our backs. Say, forget it, God. So many different things we want to say and want to do. But God, there's something about you that just keeps us moving forward, that just keeps us going, that tells us to get up and shake it off and keep on stepping. God, we just want to tell you thank you, because we know for sure, for certain, that our reward is you. Our reward to see your face, to hear your voice, to feel your presence, to get that whisper in our ears, to get that love in our heart, to get the unction by your Holy Spirit. That is something that no man, no woman, no child, nobody can take from us, God. And we're just so grateful. We're so grateful. It doesn't matter what somebody says, how they act, what they do, what they say. There's one thing they can never talk. It's your love and your grace and your mercy and how you act towards us. You never change. You're always the same. And because of that, God, we have that confidence and assurance in you. That confidence and assurance that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, nobody, no money, no thing, no car, no clothes, no diamonds, no rubies, no pearls, none of it can top it. Can stand against it? Nothing, absolutely nothing can stop you. God, we just bless you and we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much. God, thank you for regulating our mind. Thank you. Man, Lord, I don't know what else to say, but thank you so, so much. Because your presence is so important. God, your presence right now is so real. You are more important. You are greater than anything else that's happening in our lives right now. And we so appreciate you. We so appreciate you for hearing our prayers, hearing our cries. God, for everything, we just really appreciate you. And we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. We're asking, God, that you continue to be the God that you are in our lives. God, that you will continue to guide us, direct us, lead us, comfort us, help us, correct us. God, because that everything that you do, it helps us. It helps us, Lord God, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually. God, we become even more humble, appreciative, respectful. God, it's just so much your word does. It helps us in so many different ways. It heals us. Oh God, it heals us. It mends us. It strengthens us. It gives us purpose. It gives us perspective. It gives us a new mind. God, we ask that you continue to release your word. Release your guidance into our lives. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Touch your people, Lord. Touch the daughter, Father. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. God, I see your face in that. Lord, you're crying out. God, help her, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch her heart, Father God, let her not give up, let her fight, Father God, let her hold to your word. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that she will not turn back nor run away, God, but she will run to you, God, with everything that's within her heart. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the heart, Father, can be settled and rooted, grounded in you. God, that you will touch your people's hearts on today. God, that they won't be wavering. God, they won't be cut off, God. God, that they will know who they are in you. Father, God, that they will stay in you. God, that they will remember. Father, God, that they were already blessed. God, even before them, God, they even existed generations and generations ago. God, that you gave us all victory and power and authority to tread upon every serpent and scorpion and every power of the enemy. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in it, Lord God, with everything in this, Lord, and not let go, and not let go, and not let go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, enter in the hearts. Enter in the hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Enter in the minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Enter in, God. Oh, God, and uproot all that stuff, God, that will cause us to stray, that will cause us to turn our backs on you, that will cause us to give up, that will cause us to be angry and resentful and bitter and stubborn and have a hard heart. God, I'm asking you, Lord, touch our minds, transform our minds, help us to understand your word. God, we may read it, oh God, but we don't have a full understanding. But God, you give us revelation. It all comes for you. We're seeking your wisdom. We're seeking your guidance. We're seeking your instruction in our daily lives, with our families, with our husbands, with our wives, with our relatives, brothers, sisters, mother, fathers. Oh God, even with our children, we need you. We need you, God. We can't carry these weights. We can't carry these burdens. Oh, God, we're throwing it at your feet. So much, God, has happened. So much has occurred. So much destruction. Oh, God, because of what we thought. Because of our own imaginations. Because of what we felt. Oh, God, help us, Lord. As we repent, as we turn to you. Oh God, as we turn to you, as we recognize, God, there's no other way but your way, as we recognize, Father God, that you're the only way, you're the only one that can save us, you're the only one that can deliver us, you're the only one that can heal us. Oh God, we reach out to you, we reach out to you for reconciliation. We reach out to you for restoration. We reach out to you for confidence and assurance. Oh God, we reach out to you for stability and stamina and strength. We reach out to you for hope. Oh God, we reach some broken hearts. God, it hurts so bad when it comes from somebody so close. And we need you, God, to fill the void and the emptiness and the barrenness. God, that we have expected from somebody else, but they can't give it to us, God. They can't give it to us. We hunger and thirst after your righteousness. We hunger and thirst after your presence. We hunger and thirst after you, God. We can't get that peace no place else when we need it from you. But we're asking you, Father God, to help us, Lord, in our relationships, in our conversations, in our lifestyle. Oh, God, even in our thoughts, God. Help us, God, to be mindful and consider, Lord God, everybody and everything. And most of all, put your word above it all. Because you have raised your word above it all. Your word, Father God, must stand and cannot return unto you void. So, God, we're standing on your word. That healing would take place. That salvation would take place. That deliverance would take place on this altar, in our families, in our homes, in our relationships, God. Oh, God, we believe in you right now. Father God, we believe you. We believe you. You have proven yourself over and over and over and over and over and over. God, you don't have to prove nothing else. We believe you. And we're asking you, God, to help us walk into our destiny, into our purpose. Help us to walk into it, Father God, in victorious triumph. Oh, God, we just bless you all today. And we just thank you. As we put our minds on you, we set our minds on you. So much peace. So much peace. Just by putting our minds on you. There's so much peace. So much joy. Help your people to grasp it, God. Take hold of it. Oh, God. And you like Jacob and don't let him. Let it go. Never let it go. In their hearts, God, hold to it. Even when things seem like it's shaking, it's really not, because you're always there. You're holding us right in the palm of your hands. You have us up, God, rooted and grounded. You've already done it, God. Help us to receive it all. That's so important. That's more important than the stuff. So much more important. Being rooted and grounded in you. God, being rooted and grounded in your love. Understanding, Father God. That understanding. Having that understanding, God. When the enemy attacks, when he uses our family members, when things happen just unexplicably, unexplainable. God, we know, God, that our foundation's in you. Our hope is in you. Oh, God, everything is in you. And we're settled. We're settled. We're so settled. We cannot be shaken. We cannot be moved. We cannot. We belong to you. And nothing and no one can snatch us away. We believe. 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 And we know. Show yourself mighty, those that are still wavering, those that are still shaking. God, help them to accept you, the hearts of acceptance. hearts in acceptance. However you want to do it, God. Because you do things so differently. You allow things to happen in so many different ways. Every purpose, everything, every season, every time has meaning. And it works out for our good. Jesus, work it out for everybody here. Withdraw them. Give them a heart of acceptance. That it can accept you. That it can accept your working power. That it can accept your everything. Oh God, we just thank you. And we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we bless you, we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. You are so worthy. God, you worthy. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. And we thank you for everything, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. God touched the hearts. Touch the hearts.